Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we listen to a blessing rendered unto three kings as portrayed in Sangam literary work Puranoor 367, penned for the Chera King Mavenko, Chola King Perunar Killi, and Pandya King Ukkira Peruvazhuthi by the poet Avvayar. Set in the category of Padan Thinai or praise, the verse celebrates the unity of these three kings. Nagathu Anna Pagu Ar Mandilam Tamave Ayinum Tammodu Sella Vetror Ayinum Notrorku Oliyum Yetra Parparku Eengai Niraya Poovum Ponnum Punal Padachorindu பாசிலை மகளிர் புலங்கலத்து ஏந்திய நாரரி தேரல் மாந்தி மகிழ் சிறந்து இரவலர்க்கு அருங்கலம் மருகாது வீசி வாழ்தல் வேண்டும் இவன் வரைந்த வைகள் வாழச் செய்த நல்வினை அல்லது ஆளுங்காலை புனை பிரிது இல்லை ஒன்று புரிந்து அடங்கிய இருபிறப்பாளர் முத்தி புறைய காண்தகை இருந்த கொற்ற வெண்குடை கொடித்தேர் வேந்திர் யானரி அளவையோ இதுவே வானத்து வயங்கி தோன்றும் மீனினும் இம்மென பறந்து இயங்கு மாமழை உரையினும் உயர்ந்து மேந்தோன்றி பொழிக நும் நாளே. One of those rare songs in which three great rulers are found together and are seen as a single integral force crucial to the well-being of the entire ancient Tamil land. The words of this prolific female poet can be translated as follows. Even if the divided domains akin to heavenly regions belong to oneself, these do not accompany in the end. Even if they happen to be strangers, it might go to people of might. Showering plenty of flowers and gold with moist hands to deserving priests, drinking toddy filtered through fibers brought in golden vessels by women wearing freshly radiant jewels with happiness, rendering rare and precious vessels to supplicants, you must live in the days gifted to you. Other than the good deeds done in life, there's no other raft to take you across on the day you die. Akin to the three flames of the fire kindled by the born-again ascetics, you three should be of one mind and rule under victorious white umbrellas with your flag-fluttering chariots, O kings. This is all that I know. More than the shining stars in the skies, more than the resounding drops of rain that reside in huge dark clouds, may the days of your life be more and shine with brilliance. Let's delve into the details. The poet starts in the tone of the previous verses, talking about the ephemeral nature of great kingdoms ruled by monarchs and how even though they are like paradises, when the ruler leaves for the higher world, these lands do not go along with them. It might be possessed by strangers if they have the strength and might, says this poet. And so be generous to priests and supplicants by showering all manner of gifts and offerings to them. Also, enjoy the earthly pleasures of good food and drink brought by bejeweled royal maiden, she adds. She instructs them that the only raft that will help anyone cross the river of death is that of good deeds done during one's lifetime. Then she addresses all three of them saying how they are like the flames of the fire kindled by devout ascetics who have given up earthly pleasures and chosen a new life of abstinence. The poet concludes with a blessing that these kings must have more days of life than the stars in the sky and the raindrops in the clouds. Yet again, its words conveying the reality of death, the importance of charity, and blessing for a long life. What's unique about this verse though is finding kings of the same region who are expected to be perpetually at war, enjoying the company of each other and behaving in the manner of friends. Knowing the impermanence of wealth and land, perhaps these kings chose to focus on unity and well-being of their people. A lesson that's valid even now after 2000 years to keep those dark human tendencies that seek war and conflict at bay. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.